Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Daphne, Alabama. Welcome back, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
Financial Advisor Gary Garner.
Hi, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Miss Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, it's a gorgeous day, Lori. Gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Outside. And we've had gorgeous weather all this week, actually, and it's a good time to think about investing.
Yeah, and planning your future and trying to figure out what you're going to do.
Right. And come in and talk to us and see us and let us help you plan your future. It's a good time to sit down and plan your future.
And you know, Jim, you had the last couple of weeks off. We've been really focusing on health care and talking about Medicare specifically for the last couple of weeks, because we are now in Medicare annual enrollment. And if you've turned your television on, or if you have gone to your post office box, or if you have opened your email, if you don't have 20 different offers, flyers, requests for information, and if you haven't seen Joe Namath on television, you're just not turning on your TV, because everybody wants you to look at your Medicare plans and see if what was right for you last year is going to be right for you next year. And we're in what we call annual enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th. You can look at all the plans that you have. A lot of plans have changed their benefits this year. Some have enhanced benefits. There are changes for people who rely on insulin. Some plans are making changes in terms of what doctors are included in their plan. So this is your chance to come in and take a look at where you are and make sure what you're going to have for the next year is going to meet your needs.
I want to change gears just a little bit, Gary. Let's talk about investments just a little bit. I was with a client just yesterday, and he's very smart. He said, look, you know, it appears that the market's doing very well, doing good, but he said, I know what's ahead. He said, with the present environment that we've got here and the people that we got in charge up there at Washington, he said, I know what's ahead. He said, it's going to be a very rough road ahead. He said, I know that it's going to be kind of up and down, and mostly down. He said, so you got to be prepared for that. And he said, I know I've got a big portfolio, and I want some of my money safe, and that's why I've come to y'all. I want some safe money out there, and I don't want to, but I can't afford to put it in the bank because the bank's not paying anything. So he said, I wanted something that I could get in there and get a good return on and not lose money, and so that's why I'm here.
And Vicki and I were talking about that just yesterday.
Yeah, we were. I mean, there are a lot of changes that are occurring in retirement planning right now. And we're in a different environment than we were maybe 2, 3, even 4 or 5 years ago. And we need to start changing our way of thinking about retirement and making those plans.
Well, because, you know, and you're right. You know, we've had inflation for years and years. This is the first year in probably almost 15 years that inflation has been up near 6%. You know, yes. We know that Social Security recipients are probably going to get about a 5-point-something percent raise in our Social Security benefits next year because we have a cost of living increase, and it's based on inflation. So if inflation's 5% and you're depending on your investments to carry you forward and pay for, you know, for your retirement, because that's what really we help folks do. We help folks look at how to get ready and enjoy retirement and how to make sure that the decisions that they've made are the right decisions.
That's why we encourage our radio program listeners to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for a complimentary consultation. You can have a portfolio review or tickets to an upcoming seminar simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Of course, you know, I'm always going to say, go to our website, Ask Jim Bird. That's B-Y-R-D, askjimbird.com, and leave a message about or explore the information we have there about planning for lifetime income, about looking at when you should take Social Security, at looking at different options for your Medicare benefits, and determining what is the best course for you as you plan for retirement. Because here's something that I thought about, and, you know, I retired once, and the day I retired, I thought, you know what, I've never done it before. And I didn't have any classes to teach me about what to do in retirement, and I had what I called financial advisors, but it was the typical 401k. You could call up the 401k office and ask what risk profile you want to be in, but the choices were limited. You know, I had about four choices. Do I want to be in mostly safe investments that had a low return? Do I want to take the chance of being in the market and having a potential higher return? But they never really gave me any advice. So I always felt kind of lost. I felt like I was having to do it all by myself without any help.
You had a long honeydew list.
When I retired? No, yeah. I was like most people when I retired. I didn't know what to do. You know, the day you, and we just had a client that just went through this, and I called him the other day, and he said, I didn't do anything today because I could. It was the first day in probably 40 years, and this gentleman happened to work shift work. So his last 2 weeks at work were working from 11 to 7. And he happened to be about 74 years old. He was looking forward to retirement, but he just didn't know if he could. And we met with him. We looked over what he had put away. We looked at how he had it placed, and we found places to make it last and give him what he felt like was a good return. And so when I called him Saturday and said, how you doing? He said, well, I don't know, because it was his first day of retirement.
Yeah.
But he said, I feel good.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about inflation. You know, it's hard to imagine if you're getting a 5% raise in Social Security and they're getting a 5% inflation eating it away. It's hard to imagine you know, that you're going getting a raise. But we can show you how to get a raise and prepare for that inflation.
Right, because, you know, when inflation, you know, the true effect of inflation is what you pay for things at either the gas pump or the grocery store. I was listening to one of the radio programs the other day, and, of course, they were talking about the difference in gas prices today and a year ago, sure. Difference in the prices of eggs or hamburger or all the common things that you have that you use before retirement, and you're using those same things after retirement.
If you want to know about inflation, just talk to my wife, buddy. She quote what eggs cost a year ago, what it costs now, and all that. I couldn't tell you.
It's getting pricey.
And it really, I never bought groceries. She always did the grocery shopping. But, it's up, and it's always going to be inflation, but it seems like it's a super rise in it right now.
It's higher than it's been in about almost 20 years. You know, we have to look almost back to, I hate to name a particular president, but when Jimmy Carter was president, we had kind of a similar situation. We had really high rising inflation. our inflation has been pretty reasonable for the last few years, somewhere around 2-3%. But this year, and you know, it's because of what we experienced with the pandemic and interrupting our supply chains and our employment chains and just our everyday life, things are costing more.
I know my chicken wings are costing more. They're almost $20 for 12.
Really?
Yeah. Nuts. Well,
so it's probably more important now than ever to plan for your retirement and learn how to keep the money you've got and to keep it safe and to adjust for inflation. So we encourage you to contact Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend. Leave a message and let them know you listen to the radio show and you would like a complimentary consultation. Those numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, Lori, I'm glad you mentioned what you just did because, you know, retirement basically comes down to math. It comes down to math. How much money have you saved? How long are you going to live? And how are you going to make that money last? I talked to a client the other day, and he said, I've got $1 million put away for retirement. And I said, oh, great. When are you planning to retire? I'm going to plan to retire at 62. I said, well, that's great. You got $1 million saved. You're planning to retire at 62. How long is that money going to last? Well, it'll probably last the rest of my life. Well, let's take a math. Let's just make a simple math equation. He's 62. Chances are, let's say he lives 30 years. Divide $1 million by 30 years. How much money does that give you every year to live on? I know y'all don't know the answer because we're not holding calculators here. I've already done the math. $33,000 a year. $33,000 a year.
That didn't go as far as I thought it would.
Well, now that's right? With no growth.
Right. Because wow. you're focused on the large number.
Right.
That's all that you see, you know?
Yes.
And so as long as you're seeing that, and when you break it down like that, it suddenly became a little bit more real, didn't it?
Became very real.
Yeah, because now you're now you're starting to maybe think about, well, is this going to really last me my entire life? How am I planning for this? What am I doing? And that's where the different styles of approaches come into creating your income during retirement
first
or
question,
before
I would
retirement.
Ask him, what's the date of your death?
And that's what you don't know.
He'd say, what? I said, what's the date of your death? You don't know the date of your death, so what if you die tomorrow? What if you live 40 years? So you don't know that. So you got to plan for the obvious. You got to plan for if you live 40 or 50 years.
And you've got to have growth. Because right. If he took his $1 million and divided it by 30 years, that's $33,000 a year. Well, let me throw one extra thing in here. By the way, that money was in an IRA. So you know what we say at our seminars, that's tax-deferred money. Well, let's say you're in a 25% tax bracket. You still got to take taxes out of that
that's
money.
Right.
So instead of $33,000, take 25% out. That's about $7,500. So now he's got about $25,000 a year. So you have to have growth.
Yes.
You have to have growth. And growth is a tricky thing. If you want to throw all your money in the stock market, what is your consistent guaranteed growth every year?
Nothing. Nothing's guaranteed.
Right.
That's the thing about it. I was going to say that. Stock market, see, what if you had several years of non-growth in the stock market? There's several years you drawing the money out and getting no growth.
Right.
In the stock market, isn't it better to have some guaranteed safe growth coming in every year that you can depend on, you know is going to be there?
Right. Because you have to pay for your essential expenses in retirement.
That's it. That's our whole premise of what we've been talking about for years. You got to have some guaranteed growth that you know you can pay your bills with and all. You can gamble with the other money, but you got to have some guaranteed growth coming out that you know is going to be there.
And how does that work?
Well, we give a guaranteed income and say an annuity that gives you a guaranteed income for life, guaranteed for you and your spouse, guaranteed for life coming out, and you know it's going to be there.
Right. But, you know, Jim, what I still find that's rather interesting is the I hate annuities. Don't you let them people talk you into an annuity. Don't you let them put you in one of those. Don't you do that. Don't do it. And really ask yourself, why don't you like them? What makes them bad? From what I see and what you sit down, when you're sitting down with in the conference room and talking with people building a strategy, you know, annuities are great to use as an income floor. You know, there are different approaches. I mean, you have your total return approach, which most people like to just live off the capital and the income that's generated by their portfolio. But almost a third of retirees probably prefer that approach, but a third of them use annuities.
Right.
And they use that because of the safety that it can help provide to them to help front load part of their retirement while they spend a lot more in the earlier years of retirement, because there is an income adjustment that occurs when you retire. And, you know, most people, you were saying earlier, you know, they're concerned about outliving their money.
Lori, not all annuities are created equal. You got to understand that. My favorite is the index annuities, which are tied to the market without risk. You get market-like returns without risk. I like that because that's my favorite type of annuity. Now, variable annuity has good returns, but you got to take the risk with the variable annuities.
Right, because a variable annuity can go up and down.
Right.
And for some people don't mind that roller coaster ride. And so if you like that roller coaster ride, we have vehicles we can put you in that'll give you that roller coaster ride, but you have to always understand that there is risk involved in every investment. That's why most people, as they get closer to retirement, they look at moving money from riskier investments
right.
to non-risky.
Right.
The old theory was 60-40 bonds and stocks.
Right.
But in a low interest environment like we're in right now,
exactly.
The bonds are not giving us the returns so that you can take the chance on getting a higher return in the risk part of your investments.
We've educated a lot of stockbrokers listen to this show, a lot of brokers listen to this show. I know they've told me, and we've educated a lot of brokers from this show, people. Laurie, we've had the most listened show, I think, out there. Listen to show out there because
it's good.
People listen to our show. But what we've taught is what I've always believed. My 40 years of business, I've always believed that you should get into something more conservative at or near retirement. And there's nothing more conservative, folks, than an index annuity.
Right.
And provides income.
Income annuity.
Guaranteed income through your retirement.
Right.
And they are all different,
and
that is where you find your safety.
See, even a pension. Let's talk about pension plans out there. Pension plans are tied to the market.
Of course.
And they're up and down. So you got to have something that's guaranteed, safe, give you a guaranteed income for life for you and your spouse. You cannot outlive. That's what we're talking about.
Right. And that's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. It's a chance to learn more and even have a portfolio review or a risk analysis. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you know, I hate to keep going back to simple things, but you know, most of the things we learned early in life are probably the smartest things. Why does the old phrase "don't put all your eggs in one basket" make sense? How many people come into our office? They're ready to retire. They've got all their money. They're 60 plus years old. Where's your money? Well, 100% in the market, because they're trying to get that high return, but they're not factoring in what the risk factor is.
Right.
I lived through 2008. I remember 2008. I remember when the stock market had about a 30-something percent drop, and then it took a few years to get back. Well, for people who were retiring in 2008 and had to actually start drawing off their money while they were trying to get their money to grow again, they were pulling, it was coming out of both sides.
You weren't dependent on that money for income, were you, at that time?
I wasn't then because I was still working. But
right.
If I would have been working, I remember going to a meeting and a gentleman sitting right next to me had said the day before, "I'm retiring next week." Well, then in comes this news of, well, you just lost about 30% of your retirement money. He didn't have the time to let the market correct and grow back.
Right.
And
right.
that's the big thing I think people need to remember. When you're young, it's okay to take more risk because you have more time to let your money grow back.
Exactly.
As you get older, you should naturally be much less conservative.
That's it. That's it, Gary. You gotta. Why have to take risks you don't need to take? People thought they had to take their choices was going to a fixed rate, which is down right now,
right,
or go to the market where a variable rate, which was risky. But there is a choice in between, a better choice in between, and that's index to the market, which is market light returns without risk.
Exactly.
And that's what we sell most of.
I mean, it goes back to the math. How can we take money that you have? How can we protect it from losses? Because if you listen to somebody like Warren Buffett, he says losses hurt you more than gains help. Because when you have a loss, first you've got to regain what you lost to get right back to where you were.
Exactly.
So, yeah, every time you take a loss, you have to earn more than what you lost to get back to where you were, but you're still back where you were, and you've lost time. We only have a certain amount of time here, and we just said a minute ago, we don't know the day of our death. If we did, we'd go crazy.
We could project it exactly.
You could, but who would want to know, okay, as you get close, well, I've only got a week left, what do I do? Well, I guess I'll just sit around. Move back. What if I only have a year left? I stop planning. What if I only have 5 years left? I stop planning. The thing that most people fail to do is start the plan.
I know the date of Gary's death. He keeps smarting off to Vicky. He's gonna be soon.
You know, I said something this morning, and Vicky and I kind of went back and forth about it. I don't know a lot about football, but I do listen, I do watch it, and I do appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure it was Nick Saban, it could have been somebody else that said this. The football game is won before the players walk on the field. It is won before the players walk on the field through preparation and planning.
I agree.
You have measured what you've done, you've planned what you're going to do, and then you go and execute. And I know that's what good coaches tell their players all the time. Don't look at the end, look at the execution.
That's it.
And that goes to retirement planning. Stop and actually make a plan. You know, start somewhere, meet with a financial professional, come to us, and we'll put a written plan together for you. But even more importantly, every year measure that plan.
Exactly.
How well did you do? Did it grow or did it sit still? I guarantee you there's years in a stock account that some years it grows, some years it loses, some years it sits still.
Exactly.
And if you're not looking at it every year, you can't be making those decisions which pile on top of each other.
And you got to look at contingencies like nursing home coverage. Does the nursing home, how would that affect me if one of you went to a nursing home?
Sure.
You know, you have to pay your way through till you're broke before, you know, the government pays. So you got to look at things like that, and we have that covered too.
Yeah, healthcare expenses are, that's one of the people's biggest concerns today. It's why it's such a big debate in our country, because you can easily bankrupt yourself if you're not protected for a devastating illness.
Now, we have that covered, folks. We have that covered in our products. So we look at that, Gary. We look at that. We look at every angle. We try to. We can't cover every contingency, but we look at everything that we, under our aspect, that we can cover.
We try to help people look and see what are the challenges. I mean, Victoria and I were talking the other day, inflation. We as individuals really don't have direct control of inflation. I mean, we can't go flip a switch and say, let's make inflation 2% or 4%. We have to make decisions when inflation affects the prices that we pay. Yeah, and I said this morning, you know, when steak goes to $28 a pound, what do? You might eat hamburger because it's $14 a pound. It's the real effect of inflation. When gas goes to $4 a gallon, do you just pay it or do you try to be more efficient and drive less? Okay. So in your retirement plan, you have to make contingencies for things that are going to affect your money, even things like taxes.
Well said, Gary. Well said. And And we look out for that. We give you advice for that, if you don't already know. So that's what we do. That's kind of planning we help you with. And two, we want you to come in and be our friend, not just be our client, but be our friend and friendly environment in our office. People say, that's why our clients have been with us for a long, long time. They come back and do other business with us. And not just one shot and gone and never see them again. They come back and give us other business.
And we keep adding additional services for our clients. We weren't doing our own Medicare a couple years ago. Now, when our clients come in, we help them look at Medicare because it's another important aspect of retirement planning.
Right.
And you don't want to go to one person. You know, I hate to use this analogy because if I were sick, would I go to one single doctor for all my health care needs? No. If I needed some work on my knees, I'd go to an orthopedic surgeon. If I needed work with my eyes, I'd go to an eye doctor. If I needed work with my heart, I'd go to a heart doctor. Well, financial planning is kind of the same way. You don't just go to a stockbroker. You don't just go to a banker. You don't just go to an insurance agent. You want somebody that can take a look at all aspects of that. And we're not tied to any one of those things. So when you come in, we're not going to give you one strategy to get you to retirement. We're going to look at several strategies, tax strategies, health strategies, retirement income strategies, growth strategies.
If it's above our pay grade, we have CPA right next door that'll help you
certainly
with tax planning. That's what we do.
It's important to look at all the aspects.
It is, Laurie.
Thank you so much. Good show. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, financial advisor Gary Garner, and director of operations Vicki Miller. If you'd like to take advantage of the opportunity for a complimentary consultation, call 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Call 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.